Well, I hope you're going to sing like that next week when we don't have somebody special here, just the average normal people, but great singing. And what a great theme just to think about this evening, because He lives, and those words we've just sung, Lord, I need You. Oh, I need You. Every hour, I need You. But maybe you're here tonight, and as those words came up on the screen, maybe you looked at those around you and you thought in your heart, maybe those are words I can't sing. I don't know if I need the Lord or not. I don't know why my heart is so hard tonight towards Him. And maybe if you're honest tonight, you would say, I don't know if I need Jesus. I don't know. And maybe you feel similarly to the time I did when a lady in one of my previous congregations, you always have to tell the stories about those that were in previous congregations so as not to embarrass those here now. But she came to my office and she said to me, look, I've got this dear family heirloom, and I've tried to give it to my children, but they don't want it, and I think this dear family heirloom would look great on the wall in your office. Now, it was the most hideous painting I'd ever seen. And it's one of those moments you think, in this moment, I can either be tactful, but then I'm stuck with that picture on my office wall for the rest of my career, or I can just be honest. And maybe you feel similarly to that story tonight. You say, well, Jesus seems like someone or something that I don't really need. But imagine I offered you tonight a choice of three things. And I said to you, there's a Ferrari outside, here are the keys. That's option one. Option two is the original Mona Lisa. Or option three, a syringe. Now, we could take a vote and we see which one you would say, that's the thing that I want the most, that's the thing I need the most. But what if I said to you that you've been diagnosed with a terminal illness, and inside that syringe is in fact the antidote, the vaccine to the very thing that will certainly kill you? You would say, well, actually, even though I wanted those things, what I really need is that syringe. And Jesus said, it's not the healthy who need a doctor, it's the sick. And that assumes that you here tonight need to acknowledge and recognize your need of a Savior. You need to recognize that apart from Him, you are lost, your life is broken, that your relationship with Him is ruptured, and that in fact you are sick, and that you are spiritually malnourished, and in your heart of hearts you're broken. And I can say that to you tonight, not out of judgment, because it comes from my own heart, because that's what I had to recognize when I began high school. And for the first time in my entire life, no one had ever told me, because I thought I was somebody great, I thought I had it all together. No one told me that I needed the Lord Jesus Christ. And when God convicted my heart that I needed Him because I recognized my sinfulness before a holy God, it was then that God could break through. Now, on Sunday nights, we've been going through the book of Ecclesiastes, the hardest book in the Bible for sure. And one of the things that Solomon did after experimenting with a whole lot of things, and we've still got another 3 weeks to go, he says this, yet when I surveyed all that my hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless. A chasing after the wind, nothing was gained under the sun. And so you might be looking to other things to save you, to give you joy, to give you peace, but those things will never last. All our pursuits of pleasure apart from God, they all eventually break down, they all eventually wear out, they all eventually die. And as we know, if we have toddlers, as soon as you give them that toy, they no longer want it. Sometimes the best thing is just to give them an old broken box and keep them amused for hours. But I think sometimes it's the same for us. Sir Edmund Hillary poured his life into conquering Mount Everest, the first man ever in the 1950s, pinned all of his hopes, all of his joys for fame and success. But you know what he said when he got to the top of that summit? There was an interviewer who interviewed him, and this is what he said. When he asked him what he felt when he reached the summit, he said, Hillary replied that there was an immediate rush of triumphal ecstasy for a fleeting moment, and it was quickly replaced by a sense of desolation. Where could he go from here? What mountains remained to climb? See, pleasure always leaves you wanting more. But when you've reached the top, where do you go from there? It's quite lonely at the top. But I believe your pursuit of pleasure from a biblical point of view is actually because you were given a hunger and a desire for God. That's what you're searching for. I believe it's God that you're craving for. It's God that you're seeking in all of the pleasures, in all the different relationships, in all of the things that you are hoping will bring you that sense of joy and happiness. And that is because I believe God designed you for Him. The Apostle Paul said that all things were created by Him and for Him. You were designed for God, and you won't be satisfied until you find yourself in Him. C.S. Lewis said, "It would seem that our Lord finds our desires not too strong, but too weak. The problem is not that we're seeking happiness. The problem is not that you're seeking joy and pleasure. It's that you're seeking it in God's substitutes." And so Lewis says, God finds our desires not too strong, but too weak. We are half-hearted creatures fooling about with drink and sex and ambition when infinite joy is offered to us. Like an ignorant child who wants to go on making mud pies in a slum, because he cannot imagine what is meant by the offer of a holiday at the sea, we are far too easily pleased. So friends, tonight, if you've never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you've never discovered this amazing God who I have come to know and love, and the longer I know Him, the more I recognize that that isn't just poetry that says I need Him every hour. I need the cross more every day. I need the gospel more, because as I see my own heart against the light of His holy purity, I recognize that His cross has accomplished far more in my life today than it did even when I first came to know the Lord. So if you want to know Him tonight, simply admit, agree with God, with how He sees you, that you are a sinner, that I am a sinner, that we are all sinners, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And then secondly, come and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust Him. That's what the word believe means. Put your faith and trust in Him. And in a sense, if you were on an airplane tonight, if this was our flight, and we knew we were going to crash, some of you here tonight may continue to enjoy the drinks, to put your seat back and relax and enjoy the music. Some of you may chat to the people around you. But there's one thing you really need, and that is a parachute. And I want you tonight to be encouraged to trust the Lord Jesus Christ like you would a parachute. Because the day is coming when you have to stand before the gravity of God. And you have to answer for your life. And if you have sinned at even one point, you're guilty of breaking God's law. And His grace wants to come and flood your life. Take you off that performance treadmill. And the liberty that comes from knowing, I don't have to impress God anymore. I don't have to impress people. Lord, you see me as I am, and you are doing a transforming work in my life. And so let's pray together. Lord, as we pray to you, we think of the words of that song. Lord, I come, I confess, knowing here that I find rest. Where sin runs deep, your grace is more. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Oh, Lord, I pray for each one of us. Lord, may we never think that the gospel and the good news is for someone else. It is for me tonight to come and to trust you afresh, to turn from our sin afresh, and to recognize, Lord Jesus, that having a relationship with you is the most wonderful, fulfilling joy. Oh, Lord, fill our hearts with joy again tonight. And Lord, as we continue into this week, may we recognize that we need you more than we ever thought. Because we pray this in your name. Amen. If God has spoken to you in any particular way tonight, always at the end of our service, you're most welcome to come forward. There'll be a prayer team. We'd love to just connect with you.